The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 6. Now, let us describe this divorce. Well, divorce is always bad. If it is a divorce between husband and wife. But there can also be a divorce between the teaching of Christ in the past and a new, totally Catholic Church. There must be a continuation between the teachings of the Catholic Church today with the teachings of the Catholic Church in the past. But the great heresy that has occurred is that Vatican II had caused a divorce. It has initiated a divorce between the Catholic Church established by the apostles and the fathers of the Church on one side, and a totally new Catholic Church made by theologians. The discontinuity that has occurred after Vatican II between the past and the present Catholic Church is a very serious heresy. And the new Catholic Church made by graduates of this defective seminary training is completely opposed to the Church of the Apostles and the Fathers. And so this defective theological curriculum that occurred at the beginning of the 1800s had produced countless cardinals, bishops, priests, and theologians who are no longer connected to the original Catholic Church. And they're the ones ruling the Catholic Church today. Vatican II tried to remedy the situation by imposing all priests and bishops the study of divine revelation and the fathers of the Church. Those who dislike the past, like all those trained in this faulty theological curriculum, did not obey. Pope Benedict again reminded them to do so again during the year of the priests. The world's return to original sin was aggravating the ignorance of the Catholic clergy. But after Vatican II and during the pontificate of Pope Benedict, all of these priests and bishops and cardinals trained in the faulty theological curriculum lied low, because Pope Benedict was acting like a restraining force who kept the Church Catholic. But when Pope Benedict feigned resigning, the upsurge of this force towards new Protestant sect as a new religion and a new Protestant sect was such a great outburst that it stunned the whole Catholic world. What is happening was the common reaction. This confusion always happened after an ecumenical council, as I have mentioned. Blessed John Newton, Cardinal Newman, is considered the father of Vatican II. He wrote a history of the councils wherein he stated that when councils are held, there are always two opposing forces among the theologians and bishops. One group is in favor of preserving the teachings of the Church as handed down, and the other wants to adapt the Church to the spirit of the modern age without finding out whose spirit that is. The fate is usually ferocious, though they finally agree outwardly to be able to produce a conciliar document. But the debate and discussion continues after the council, with each group trying to grab the advantage. Those against orthodoxy are usually the more vocal, like spoiled brats, and gets the upper hand. Those, however, who are holy, theologians especially, they always get the upper hand, but when there is none who is controlling those spoiled brats, they get out of hand. When there is none, holy, theological, or theologian, holy priest, then the purveyors of error get the upper hand. This always happened after a council, so much so that many popes never wanted to hold councils like Pope Pius XII. And John Cardinal Newman feared this would happen after Vatican I and Vatican II, and it did. The discussions after the council did not stop. It continued to the confusion of the faithful. It was the same two groups, one who wished to be faithful to the teachings of Christ, and the other who would want to change the church into no matter what, but change it. This time, the purveyors of the new church got the upper hand today, because most, if not all, of the priests and theologians, because of their defective seminary training, belong to this kind. In such a state, if a conclave is held today, they can only elect one of their own kind. For many of us today, the new evangelization is our only hope of truth and salvation. And it is ending this month. Though the teachings of philosophy are still there, and also the teachings of Christ and the apostles, together with the teachings of the fathers of the church, and all the clear teachings of Pope Benedict, they're all still there. In spite of the confusion we have today, we still have no reason to go to hell, because all those teachings are available today. In the Sunday liturgy of the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we are taught the lesson of the year of faith, the answer to the two questions: how does the church look like, and how do we know we are inside the church? The Sunday Gospel tells us the Catholic Church looked like a widow. She is surrounded by enemies dragging her to court to destroy her for no evident reason, as the Gospel shows. Suddenly, that is how the Catholic Church today looked like. Her doctrines are attacked from all sides, from pagan religions, from Protestant sects, from world governments, from nuns, from priests, from bishops, from theologians. And Christ at the end of the Gospel, describes the situation that there was no faith in the world at the time the widow was being attacked. There was no one to defend the doctrines of the church. The widow, the church, had only one way out: to go directly to the judge and ask unceasingly for mercy. And the lesson when the Catholic Church is in such a state is given at the beginning of the Gospel. It says Christ was teaching the need for unceasing contemplative prayer. In the present state of the church, where the old widow, the church, is surrounded by attackers both from outside and inside, and with no priest, bishop, or theologian to help, because Christ says there is no longer any faith on the earth, what should we do? Pray unceasingly. And Pope Benedict alone today had taught us how to pray in his books. For this year of faith and the new evangelization, let us go directly to Pope Benedict, who had clearly and completely taught us how this should be done. All the other seminars being held only teach things that are not connected, are not a continuity with the teachings of the apostles and the fathers of the church. We can therefore avoid all the seminars and simply go directly to the teachings of Pope Benedict, the teachings of the fathers of the church, and the teaching of the apostles in the Gospels.